again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 258 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call the series Where Fitz Left Off. Today, a bit of name-dropping, famous entertainers, Hollywood stars, stars of the Broadway stage that were in and out of Hendersonville over the past 50 years. Ann Jeffries, whose full name was Ann Jeffries Carmichael, lived in Hendersonville back in the early 40s. She was studying for a career in opera, but instead found success on the silver screen. Altogether, Ann Jeffries played in 13 movies, including The Adventures of Topper and a number of Wild Bill Elliott films. Her real claim to fame is that she gave Frank Sinatra his first film kiss. Ann Jeffries had many acquaintances and a few very close friends that lived here whom she used to visit when vacationing. In 1952, the Motion Picture Theater Association, to promote their 50th anniversary, contracted with troupes to tour cities around the country. And on November 12th, what was billed as Four Screen Personalities appeared in Hendersonville in an Armistice Day program in the Hendersonville High School Auditorium. The record shows that I emceed the show, but I have not the faintest recollection of the program, which featured William Lundigan, who only appeared in six movies in his entire career, including The Fighting 69th. There was also Douglas Morrow, who won an Oscar for screenwriting for The Stratton Story, and I never heard of Sally Mansfield or Kathleen Crowley, the other two big stars. One of my greatest laughs about so-called celebrities, the manager of the Carolina Theater, Fred Reed, called me and said, "I believe Jimmy Fain is totally illiterate." Jim was the editor of the Times News. The manager, Fred Reed, said, "I called him to tell him that Terry Moore was in town, and he asked me, what team does he play for?" There was a pause, and I said, "Fred, what team does he play for?" "You're another idiot," Fred shouted into the phone. "Terry Moore is a movie actress, and she's here visiting her mother out in Laurel Park, Mrs. Harry Shelba." Altogether, Terry made 10 movies, including Come Back Little Sheba, Daddy Long Legs, and Peyton Place. The most prolific of all the screen stars ever to spend time in Hendersonville was Lee Marvin, who first appeared at the old Lake Summit Playhouse. Lee starred in more than 30 movies, including Cat Ballou, The Dirty Dozen, Paint Your Wagon. He returned to Flat Rock to renew old acquaintances. And producer Ernie Frankel loves to recall an experience when he was attending a guild meeting in Hollywood, and he heard a booming voice roll across the little auditorium, "Rob Roy Farquhar." Ernie said he looked, and there was Lee Marvin, grinning from ear to ear in all his glory. We were running WWIT in Canton when Robert Mitchum came here to film Thunder Road. Many, many times I'd have to wait 30 or 40 minutes on North Carolina 280 near the French Broad River while they would film the ending of a moonshiner chase and a car plunging into the French Broad River. Mitchum was the big hit in the Apple Parade in 1957. Lou Gallo, he was at the Playhouse in 1951 and again in 54. He starred with Gregory Peck in Porkchop Hill and with Susan Hayward in I Want to Live. Pat Hingle's family actually lived in Laurel Park, and so when he took the lead role in A Man for All Seasons in 1974, he was able to stay with his mother, Mrs. Marvin Fincher. His daughter, Jody, was a second-year apprentice at the Playhouse that year. Back in the days when WHKP was a mutual broadcasting affiliate, you heard the voice of Cedric Foster, one of the old-line newscasters back then, friend of Edward R. Murrow and H.V. Kaltenborn, both of whom had died in the year he was here, 1965. He was visiting Mrs. Marge Garrison on Rutledge Drive. Shortly after the Gerber plant opened in western North Carolina, Dave Cooley and I got the idea to call Gerber in Michigan and see if they would schedule a goodwill visit to Hendersonville for the Apple Festival by Bob Keeshan, Captain Kangaroo. Well, Gerber sponsored the captain on the network, and they thought it was a grand idea to compliment this new plant. And Kangaroo did give a performance to the largest crowd of kids in history in Dietz Field. But Gerber wouldn't allow us to charge admission, so we didn't make a penny off him being here. Hildegard and Billy Carter, the president's brother, both came to Hendersonville in 1977. She had consigned a passel of jewelry to one of the art galleries to sell at auction, and she performed in the gallery prior to each sale. Je t'endrai, I'll be yours forever and ever. Billy Carter came here for the Motorama in 77. He was a smash hit. Back in the 40s, a young lady came from the Pasadena Playhouse to Lake Summit. Her name was Janet Cole, and she asked for only room and board and $5 per week. The very next year, she hit big time in the movies as Kim Hunter, playing in the Planet of the Apes series as well as Streetcar Named Desire. There was Don Dubbins, who, after Flat Rock, went on to From Here to Eternity and The Caine Mutiny. Rosemary Prinz played on a major TV soap opera for more than a generation. Burt Reynolds brought Lonnie to his one-man show, and with him came Dom DeLuise and Charles Nelson Reilly. June Havoc was a big hit on the Flat Rock stage. One of the easiest, most laid-back interviews I ever did was with Andy Williams when he was at Brevard Music Camp. And then there was little Jimmy Dickens, Red Foley, Sonny James, Clyde Moody, Don Gibson, Billy Grammer, Ted Malone. Don't get me started. The seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.